obscure, but there had been moments when he emerged from the shadows. He was greatly admired by some of the 1890s poets, in particular Ernest Dowson and Arthur Symons. Baudelaire professed to be an enthusiast, and I was told that he is mentioned somewhere in one of Meyrinck's books. Tremaine's small circle of devotees had been diverse and select. I decided that even if I could not find out anything new about the man himself, I could at least explore his legacy and influence, which was where Enoch Stapleton came in. He was a renowned expert on the writers of the 1890s. If anyone could point me to the sources of Tremaine's influence on the decadence, he could. So I spoke to Enoch several times on the phone. He had email, but only used it on sufferance and regarded today's Twitterers and bloggers of cyberspace as Yahoos. Finally, after an exchange of letters, I was allowed to pay him a visit at his flat, which was the top floor of a very undistinguished, semi-detached villa in Cricklewood. After getting over the initial shock of the pyjamas, I had somehow expected his apartment to be squalid and chaotic. On the contrary, though all the rooms I saw were crammed with filing cabinets and bookshelves, everything in them was spotless and orderly. What pictures he possessed were monochrome.